It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. This is Wednesday, December 29th, 2021. My goodness, how time has flown. And there's so much information. I mean, we are in the age of technology and the sad state of affairs for America and the rest of the world is that the number of cancer cases has risen exponentially. Back in 1971, President Nixon declared the war on cancer as official. By 1985, you know, there was, we literally, I don't know what the exact total is. I know by 2020, 15 million new cancer cases be diagnosed. 12 million cancer patients will die. And you're wondering, gee, if I got cancer, all hell's going to break loose in my life and I just don't have much longer to live. I hate it. When I go to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, it reminds me of that Rodney Dangerfield joke. So I go to the doctor. The doctor says, you got 6 months to live. I say, okay, I want a second opinion. Okay, you're ugly too. So you got to wonder about this, you know, whether or not, you know, trusting modern medicine is the one and only thing. There's a gentleman out there that actually survived this and decided as a filmmaker he was going to do something about it. So he now directed and produced Cancer, The Integrated Perspective. It's in the top 25 DVDs on Amazon's website. Theintegrativeperspective.com is his website. It's put out by Cinema Libre Studio, and it was directed by health researcher Nathan Crane. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. Thanks for putting this great program together, and you know, really happy to be here to talk with all your listeners about this really important, potentially life-saving, life-changing topic.
Well, and I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing these with us because, see, a lot of people, when they go to the doctor and they get this diagnosis, all of a sudden it's either, one, they're in denial, two, they get mad. You know, we've had some of these survivors, like Ty Bollinger, on our show before. Mike Adams, of course, is no stranger to us here in the alternate media community. So the thing is that this integrative perspective approaches has a lot of different aspects. Could you talk about those?
Yeah, I'd love to. And just clarify real quick, in the introduction, you had mentioned that I was a survivor. I'm actually not a survivor. You know, what got me into this research and passion and really obsession of mine over learning everything I could about cancer and helping as many people as possible with it was watching my own grandfather go through conventional treatments. He was diagnosed, and he did what most people do. They go to their oncologist. The doctor says, look, you have so much time left to live. We're going to need to do chemotherapy radiation right away. It's your only chance at survival. And out of the fear and lack of education around any alternative options, he said yes, and immediately, you know, they went into chemotherapy and radiation. Shortly after, in 2013, he passed away. And, you know, I really believe it was the treatment that killed him, not the cancer, which is unfortunately the case for so many millions of people, I believe, around the world. I mean, 10 million people around the world are dying every year from cancer and its treatments. And the reason I say that is because you can see somebody who seems fairly healthy and active, right? They get a new cancer diagnosis. They go into treatment, and within 1 or 2 years, they're dead. And when you look at the cause of death, it's usually not because the cancer grew to the size of a volleyball and shut off their heart. You know, it's not because the cancer exploded out of their chest or because the cancer shut down their lymphatic system. It's usually because chemotherapy and radiation actually inhibits their immune system. It makes them prone to infection, and then they get some kind of infection, or they die from some other disease, like cardiovascular disease, which is actually incredibly common because of diet and lifestyle. And, you know, we know chemotherapy and radiation is incredibly toxic. I think there is a place for it in very few cases, especially in low dose. There's, you know, this is integrative therapy, for example. They can do insulin potentiation therapy, IPT. It's very low-dose targeted chemotherapy. But when it's done in conjunction with diet and lifestyle changes, right, then you see real results. The problem is we're seeing so many people die today from these treatments, but they're not being, their death certificate will never say they died from conventional treatment. It will never say that, ever. And yet it's a trillion-dollar industry. I mean, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is so massive. They own everything today, including our medical literature, what the medical doctors are being taught in school. What they're not being taught is the 77,000 scientific abstracts that are in peer-reviewed medical journals that show the safety and effectiveness of natural medicine for every disease on the planet, including cancer. These med school students are not being taught that there is peer-reviewed science today that is indisputable, that if you change certain aspects of your diet, you change certain aspects of your lifestyle, you change certain aspects of your stress and anxiety, that actually you can reduce your cancer risk and your all-cause mortality risk exponentially. So it's this journey that I've been on for the past 15 years of being a researcher, an experimenter, and interviewing over 300 world-leading doctors and experts in every field of health and medicine, as well as interviewing and talking to dozens and dozens of what I call cancer conquerors, people who were told they had 3 months left to live or 6 months left to live, and I'm interviewing them 15 years later after they reversed stage 4 cancer, not with chemotherapy and radiation, but by changing diet and lifestyle. And that's what this film is about. The film is really about helping educate and inspire and empower people to realize, look, there's not only one path. There are many paths, and there are many things that you can do to help your body not only prevent cancer, but help your body heal from cancer.
That's amazing. Now, here again, 844-769-2944. We're making the pitch again, folks. We don't know what's on your mind unless you pick up the phone and call. That is our number, 844-769-2944. We have Nathan Crane on here. If anybody's done the amount of research that's necessary, I mean, this film is, you know, quite lengthy. And I'll tell you this, that you really did an amazing job getting all of these different doctors to come out, because most modern medicine doctors these days are, they follow the mainstream. They follow the same narrative. It's like Anthony Fauci says, give remdesivir to COVID patients and it kills them virtually every time, shuts down their kidneys. I mean, it's like chemotherapy. It's very difficult to trust doctors. And then you see this group that you've interviewed, and it's like a complete 180 from what you're hearing in every other mainstream narrative.
Yeah, these are the doctors that I've come to know over the years who actually work clinically hands-on with thousands of patients. So they're not theoretical. They're not just reading textbooks or abstracts. You know, they are actually doing the research, in many cases, actually conducting the experiments themselves. Dr. Dean Ornish, for example, who, you know, are looking at different elements of how do our thoughts, our emotions, our food, our environment, our toxins, how do they affect the body, and then what can we do about it? These are doctors that work hands-on with patients and saying, look, let's change this aspect of your diet. Let's get the meat and the dairy out of your diet because we know it's pro-inflammatory. Let's get the processed food out of your diet because we know it's filled with chemicals that are endocrine disruptors and can lead to neurodegenerative disease and lead to chronic inflammation, which leads to cancer. Let's add more organic foods to your diet. Let's add more plants to your diet. We know that a fiber-rich diet, in many, many studies around the world, when you add more plant fibers to your diet, you get to heal your gut. You add in the nutrients from those foods into your body, the vitamins and minerals, phytonutrients, amino acids that your body needs to heal itself, to repair itself. So let's add in more of those healing foods to your diet. Let's add in the natural anti-inflammatories. Let's get you off as many drugs as we can, because we know, you know, the average American today over 50, I believe, is on something like 5 prescription medications, and every one of those is doing damage to your body, whether it's your liver, your kidneys, your heart, your brain, right? So the reality is these doctors are seeing the firsthand experience of, let's change your diet, your lifestyle, let's get your stress down. We know that chronic stress leads to a weakened immune system. We know that it down-regulates your nervous system. We know that stress actually inhibits your body's ability to heal itself, and it promotes cancer cell proliferation. So let's do things like meditation and Qigong and stress reduction practices to actually get you into what's called a parasympathetic state, which basically means your immune system's turned on and your body can heal itself. Here's the biggest thing that people need to know. One of the biggest things, and we cover this in depth in the film, but it's, I'll just mention it briefly here. Once you understand what cancer is and what causes it, then you can take back control of your health, right? We look at cancer as a scary invader, this thing like it's an invisible virus attacking us from the outside in. No idea why you got it, why you caught it, if you will. We say you got cancer, right? She got cancer, as if it's this outside enemy invading us, and it's not. Cancer is from within. Cancer is a biological process that happens when your body is out of alignment with its natural healing state. Cancer is a process that happens when your cells break down, when your DNA gets damaged because of toxins, because of stress, because of bad food, because of inflammation, and your DNA gets damaged, the cells start to chronically ferment, and they become cancerous. Well, guess what? That's an inside process. That's happening to us 24/7. But our bodies are equipped with this amazing thing called the immune system. And the immune system produces something called NK cells, natural killer cells, produces T cells, B cells, produces these kinds of immune function regulators that go out, identify, target, and eliminate cancer cells. We all have cancer cells inside of us right now. You, me, every single person listening right now. We all have cancer. The difference is your immune system functioning at a high enough level where it can get rid of those cancer cells and you can keep living your life normally? Or is your internal environment perfect for cancer to thrive? And if it is, if you have inflammation in your body, if you have processed foods, high amounts of animal products, of dairy and meats in your body, if you are eating lots of sugar, if you're under stress, and if you're surrounded by toxins, which unfortunately is most of Americans today, then you can be sure that you have the perfect environment for cancer to grow. And we know that cancer doesn't show up on a scan for at least 7 years in most cases. So when you have a cancer diagnosis, it wasn't something you caught yesterday because of something you did. It was something you've been creating in your body because of an unknown lifestyle that you've been living. And it's been happening at least for 7 years, oftentimes 10, 15, even 20 plus years that people don't realize that it's happening. And that's not to put blame on anybody here. It's to take responsibility and say, well, look, if I make this inside my body because of this environment I'm creating unknowingly, well, then what do I need to know to change this environment so that I can get rid of this cancer and make my body, my internal environment, inhospitable to cancer? And that's what this film's all about, and that's what my work is really focused on.
Yeah, that's incredible, Nathan. This is the thing is that people have come to trust modern medicine so much, and the bigger problem we have is that this film is coming out at a time when America has been put into a psychotic break because of fear of this COVID vaccine. Like, COVID is the ultimate smallpox, and it's just infiltrated America to the point where people are not thinking straight, not rationalizing what could have caused it. The narratives and misinformation that we're getting these days just on COVID alone. And we don't know whether the COVID vaccine, we know enough about it to know now that taking the jab will break down the body's immune system. And thus, you're saying if you don't keep your immune system up, the likelihood of whatever cancer that you might have in you might start up again, if it hasn't already, all of a sudden becomes manifest.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this vaccine is we have no long-term safety data on it. And it's gene manipulation, right? They call it gene therapy. I would not call it therapy. Therapy to me is, you know, I'm going to get physical therapy. I'm going to get massage therapy. I'm going to get something that's going to, you know, make my body better, guaranteed. Well, yeah, the propaganda is this vaccine is going to make your body immune to this and make you better. The problem is there is no data that supports that. The only data we have is a few weeks at a time, and then they vaccinate the control group. So there's no way to know long-term what this is actually doing. I mean, we're only going to see what the long-term ramifications of this gene manipulation is going to be when we look at this 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, and I don't think it's going to be pretty. And what when you're talking about gene manipulation, we're talking about, you know, RNA to DNA manipulation, you know, that brings up concern for me about cancer, because cancer is about, you know, DNA damage, right? So do we have enough data to know if this spike protein being manufactured in your body from this vaccine isn't going to damage your DNA in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now? We don't know. You know, people think ultrasounds are still safe. They don't realize that ultrasounds actually damage your DNA, and they damage the DNA of the child inside the womb that you're doing the ultrasound for, right? That technology that we still think is safe, that's used every single day. I used it with my first child as we're my wife and I are there at the clinic and getting the ultrasound and to see the baby, you know, 11 years ago, not realizing, wow, this ultrasound is actually damaging both my wife's DNA and my child's DNA. And remember, damaged DNA leads to cancer cell fermentation, leads to cell fermentation, leads to cancer cell proliferation. So what do we know about COVID? We know it's a virus. We know that it is something that affects some people negatively, and most people get by with very few or little symptoms, right? And you, when you create natural immunity to it, the latest data that came out of Israel says natural immunity is 27 times better than vaccinated immunity. You're 8 times less likely to be hospitalized if you have natural immunity. So the fact that, you know, vaccine mandates are being discussed and pushed into the world blows my mind, especially when they're not taking into consideration people who have already been infected with COVID. Look, if you have COVID, it's actually, there are scientists that are saying, look, this can be lifelong immunity. They know that from previous SARS. There's lifelong immunity. So, you know, the fact that they're not taking that into consideration, along with this data that says natural immunity is 27 times greater than vaccinated immunity, just blows my mind. But bringing that back to cancer, look, the stronger your immune system is, the healthier you are. So if you get a brush with COVID and you survive it and you're fine, guess what? Your immune system's got a little bit stronger, right? You just created B cell and T cell memory for this virus, and it has made your immune system stronger. If you get exposed to COVID and you have very few symptoms or you're asymptomatic, that's a great thing, right? Our media has said, oh, asymptomatic spreaders, these are bad people. The data tells us asymptomatic infected people cannot spread COVID. That's one thing, but you somehow they want you to still wear a mask and get vaccinated. But number two, if you have been infected and you have natural immunity, now your system is stronger because of it. And the stronger your immune system, the better off you are to prevent a cancer diagnosis in the first place. Or if you have cancer, the things that we should all be doing for prevention or healing are the lifestyle and diet and mindset changes to help enhance our immune system, removing the inflammation from our lives, removing the stress from our lives, turn off the news and get out of that panic, fight or flight, sympathetic nervous system state that every single day they want you in, because they know when you are in a sympathetic nervous system state, fight or flight, fear, anxiety, stress, you're going to turn that thing on. You're going to stay glued to it. You got to listen to the next piece of fear that's coming out of that television, right? So turn that off. Get your news from other places. Don't watch it every day. Maybe check in once a week. There are things you can do. Start practicing meditation just to calm your nervous system down. Many things we all have to learn how to do differently to take back control of our health and to not be afraid of any pandemic they throw at us.
You know, what's really amazing is I have actually heard stories about people that have had cancer. They sit down and they literally have healed themselves by watching comedy on TV instead of watching the mainstream news and mainstream media. They'll put on one comedy movie or comedy show or Comedy Central. They'll put on one after another and just literally laugh themselves right out of cancer, because there goes your stress.
We have a whole segment with the science backing it in the film, Cancer, the Integrative Perspective, on one of the, you know, the father of epigenetics, Dr. Bruce Lipton, a world-renowned cell biologist. And he goes into depth of exactly how that works, how your mind and emotions and thoughts literally are creating disease in your body and weakening your immune system and leading to inflammation and heart disease and neurodegenerative disease and cancer, or on the vice versa, when you switch your programming within yourself and you start thinking about the things that are positive, you start focusing on healing, you start focusing on things that make you happy, that bring you joy, you start activating emotions that are associated with healing, what happens biologically is you are literally upregulating your immune system and you're activating hundreds of genes that are associated with longevity, and you're activating genes, you're actually increasing telomere length. We know telomere length is a surefire sign of longevity and health and lack of disease. And so the science of it is fascinating, of how it works and why it works. I think when we understand this, that, oh, positive thinking is just some woo-woo thing that hippies do. No, it is a very real, grounded in science practicality of, look, the more you reduce your stress, get out of anxiety, get out of fear, and practice things that bring you peace and contentment and joy and happiness and love in your life, the literally your chances of living longer, living without disease, living healthier and happier go up exponentially. You know, I ask a lot of people, wouldn't you love to be 100? Most people say, no, hell no. I say, why not? They say, well, because my life's not very great, right? Why would I want to add 20, 30 more years to my life if it already sucks? I'm in pain. I don't feel good. And so I said, I understand that. So I started asking people, look, if you could be healthy and happy and fulfilled and vibrant and live to 100, wouldn't you want to? Everybody says, yes, of course, right? So the whole key there is healthy. I meet so many people every day with cancer. Someone just the other day came selling a washer and dryer on Craigslist, and they came to the house. This gentleman had cancer, and he's going through chemotherapy right now. And you know, the thing that he told me, so many have told me before, is, look, there's no amount of money that is greater than my health. My health is everything. I would give everything for better health right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Nathan Crane, Cancer, the Integrative Perspective. You can go to theintegrativeperspective.com for more information. Thank you, Nathan, for being on the show on the Power Hour with us. Dave Krieger with you. It's 28 after the hour. We'll be back after the break with more news and info.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Leafy, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, Wednesday, December 29, 2021. Dave Krieger with you live on the Power Hour. Once again, Power Hour, Jay lost her brother-in-law, and so we want to lift up in prayers for her and her husband during this difficult time. And you have all of the Strauss Natural products and Vitamir products 10% off. That's right, as well as the new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. That's also 10% off on the Power Mall. And we've got 10% off of the North American Urban Spice Oregaos and Oshurega. The Oregaos are gummies. They're the P73 oregano oil. You got to go check that out. The only way to find out is to go to thepowerhour.com, and you can click on the link to get to the Power Mall. If you don't want to try to link any other way, it's thepowermall.com normally. If you want to go through, if you're having difficulty, I usually like to go through the website itself, thepowerhour.com, and connect that way. At least you know you're staying inside of our network, and it makes it a lot easier to get your order done. Because Jay is not with us for a few days, just remember, you know, we're trying to get to your orders as quick as we can. And we'll get those processed. Just leave us a message and we'll call you back. There have been a number of interesting things surfacing in D.C. I know you always have to wonder what's going on in D.C. because it seems like it's a never-ending cycle of nothingness. Two vital Department of Homeland Security reports were not given to the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, despite required by law to do so. Two Republican senators are claiming, and these are James Lankford and Josh Hawley of Missouri, James Lankford of Oklahoma, they want to know why DHS did not do so for this 2020 report on the entry-exit overstay report on visas held by foreign individuals residing in the U.S. Why is that, you may wonder. As you may be aware, the FY 2021 funding package mandated that this report be sent to the committee, which has oversight over Department of Homeland Security over the entry-exit system. This has a lot to do with what's going on at our border, folks. DHS, and this is Mayorkas that's behind all this. Remember that. He's let's put it this way, like Janet Reno in Waco, the buck stops with him when it comes to all this garbage that's going down on the border. Alejandro Mayorkas basically was told in a letter on the 21st of December that was made public on Tuesday that these reports hold vital information for their oversight work of your department and for the public as the American people seek to assess the impact of the Biden administration's immigration enforcement efforts. Frankly, between you and me and the lamppost, I don't think there are any. I think he's just letting everybody in here willy-nilly. They get their name, their number, whether the name is true or not. They get their data information, put them on a bus, and they never see them again. And they get a Social Security number. And they get Medicare benefits. They get money. They get all this taxpayer dollars that we're coughing up. So that while they're killing all their Democrat constituents with a COVID jab, who all think they're following and towing the party line, well, now they're replacing them with foreign nationals. We don't have any control over their visas. It's crazy. The Plan C parole provision of President Joe Biden's proposal is at the center of controversy within the Senate, as the Senate parliamentarian has ruled it cannot be included in a version of Build Back Better that may yet be considered by the Senate. I frankly don't think Build Back Better is going anywhere. And for those of you who like to live in an authoritarian society, you need to be just sit back and relax. You want to be controlled by the government for the rest of your life. You want to be free, then you need to be calling your congressman and senator and telling them, especially your senator, telling them not to pass that bill. You do not know where half this money is going. It could be going to things designed to control you. We've known of so much. I mean, look what they did to Social Security. They basically milked Social Security for every dime they could get out of it. It's like a continuous piggy bank slush fund for Congress. How much have they done with your tax dollars and your Social Security money building underground bunkers for them to live in, building underground trains to get Congress around so they can have it made while we on the outside are vulnerable to everything? Nuclear war, doesn't matter what it is. They're all looking at maintaining the government infrastructure because every time something bad happens, what do? Circle the wagons. And they're using your tax dollars to do it. And circling the wagons also means shoring up whatever it is that they're doing. I mean, 10 states right now have redistricting commissions. 10 states basically can sit there and change the narrative, the shift of the legislative districts. It's nuts. Having these illegal immigrants, and we're estimating here by the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, over 6.5 million illegal immigrants would receive amnesty under the Build Back Better plan. How many of those are voters? You really want to see that happen? All that money is going to them to get them to vote Democrat. Little do they know, these people are going to end up like Cubans are right now under its current regime. How would you like to live in Cuba, where you get a limited number of groceries per person per week? What is it, 4 eggs? I mean, it's crazy. Totally crazy. So Congress wants to know why the DHS didn't post this entry-exit visa overstay report on the website where it's posted the 5 years prior. Why didn't the DHS not include the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs as a recipient? Some craziness going on here. Just don't know about that. We'll see what happens. We brought up a bit ago this UK professor, Paul Hunter, professor in medicine at the University of East Anglia. Sounds like 1984. He told the BBC Breakfast December 28th, COVID is only one virus of a family of coronaviruses, and the other coronaviruses throw off new variants, typically every year or so, and it's going to be commonplace from now on. Folks, if you program that garbage in your mind, and this is a professor, this guy is not a doctor, not a medical doctor, in my opinion. He's just looking at the statistics and saying, hey, this is what's going to happen, and you just might as well get used to it. Well, you know, like Nathan Crane was saying in our previous half hour, you don't have to program yourself to believe that. That's just one of those things. It's not necessary to program yourself for negative, 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 negative. It's nothing but negative in the news. Some of this stuff, I wish we didn't have to talk about all the time, but it seems like there's a lot of people that are just tuning in that are just getting a whiff of this going, hey, I've been asleep all this time. What in Hades is going on here? And so we have to ask ourselves, you know, why we live in this country. We could live in Sweden where they want to put a QR code on our arm. Some people think it's a mark of the beast. What do you think? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. If we don't hear from you, we don't know what's on your mind. So get on the phone. Let's hear from you. Of course, now we should breathe a sigh of relief because there is no vaccine mandate for domestic flights being considered now. After Lord God Fauci, patron saint of Wuhan, said maybe we should have vaccine mandates for domestic flights. You literally will kill the airline industry. And now CDC says they're not going to consider that. So you can breathe a sigh of relief. That's some good news. Here's some other good news. Good news is always a thing. A lot of people don't like going to the airport, even if you do fly, because you got to go through security. And security can be rather invasive, especially when you stand in a body scanner. I remember one of those funnies cracked by Dale Jones, he's a comedian, where he says, look, if you're going to go in a body scanner and they're going to turn that on and they're going to look at you naked, he says, I'm going to put on a show. And he starts waving his arms and legs. The guy's very animated. And that's one of the things that, you know, if you want to just go to YouTube and look up Dale Jones comedian and just watch all of his videos. I mean, the guy's hysterically funny. And that's one good way to put yourself in a good mood. I met the man several times and seen him perform. It's just hysterically funny. Some of the stuff that he says just makes a whole lot of sense because he does what's called situation comedy. And so, you know, despite what the mainstream media says, going to the airport is not necessarily a bad thing. We have a TSA officer that actually leapt over a conveyor belt, over the belt rollers. She saved a 2-month-old boy who stopped breathing at a security checkpoint at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey, according to video footage released by the U.S. Transportation Security Administration, shows former EMT, now TSA officer, Cecilia Morales, springing into action to resuscitate the child after his mother picked him up from a car carrier and noticed he wasn't breathing. So Morales, who had been an EMT, now TSA officer for about 2 months, told the agency she performed the infant version of the Heimlich maneuver. And then, of course, a pediatric EMT arrived a short time later to give the baby oxygen, and they saved the baby's life. So, yes, there is some good news out there. 844-769-2944, Sherry in Kansas. Have you got some good news for me?
Well, I don't... It's not good news, but, yeah, I disagree with Dr. Thorpe. I don't think they should be giving pregnant women any vaccines. Just because the people that are on these boards that are, you know, okaying the vaccine for the vaccine schedule and stuff, they're so compromised. They have so many ties to these vaccine makers, and it's just so corrupt. And if you, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to any of that Senator Jim Jordan's hearing on people that have been injured by the vaccine. I heard someone place parts of that. And it's, I believe he got it off of C-SPAN. But they were talking, people, the couple I heard were, they were in the vaccine trials. And one of them was a lady that was in the trial for adults, and one of them was, her child was in the trial. And her child wanted to be in the trial, so I think they're propagandizing him at school or something. But anyway, it said on the, you know, they give you a list of to check if you have any adverse reactions. And they said there were nothing to check for an adverse reaction. They were all, you know, light reactions. I mean,
and
these people had serious reactions, and there was no way to check that. And they both had to drop out because they got so sick. So they probably weren't counted at all.
Well, that's probably true, Sherry. I would think that, you know, there was a problem, and we've known for quite some time there was a big problem. I, you know, it just, and because of the fact you're female, one of the things, and I know you're speaking from the heart when you say that they shouldn't be sticking anything in pregnant women. There's a lot of people out there that say, hey, you know, pregnant women shouldn't drink. Their body's a temple. You know, having an occasional glass of wine is one thing. But, you know, I remember when I spent a little bit of time in med school at KU and I had to go up as part of a radiography team and x-ray crack babies. That's probably one of the saddest things I've ever had to do at KU Medical Center, because pregnant women were putting stuff in their bodies. Literally, their kids came out addicted and they were taken away and ended up in the NICU. And it was probably one of the saddest things I ever had to do. And it just is reflective of everything you just said regarding what Dr. Thorpe was saying. And I, you know, basically, because of the fact he's a doctor, he still has part of this years and years and years of history programmed into him that some of the stuff is hard to shake, wouldn't you imagine?
Well, you know, he's so constrained with his medical license too, and he's bucking
sure.
the system now, and I'm glad to hear it. But I mean, quite honestly, you know, there's a group out in California that it's, are you familiar with something called the control group?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. You know, they're trying to eliminate all the unvaccinated people because they won't dare do a study on, you know, a true control group. Because on some of these trials, the placebo is everything in the vaccine except the antigen. And they, or another vaccine that has been approved. That's not a placebo, you know? It's so corrupt.
Well, thank you for
anyway,
that. I'm serious. That thank you for that comment, because the thing is we don't know, because of the control groups and the test groups have all been skewed. If it isn't the results they want, they shut it off. They cancel it. Like you said, they deblinded
the
study.
And they don't report it. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
They don't.
All right. Thanks,
well, I appreciate
Dave.
Your call. You bet. Tom in Michigan,
bye.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, yeah, you're talking about the mark of the beast, the 666.
Yes.
That's a mark of a man. you know, the actual mark of the beast wouldn't necessarily have to be 666. It would have to come from somebody with the number 666. I guess that's what you were talking about them patents. And then you're talking about this great tribulation. And according to the way I've got it figured is mathematically, it's the Great Tribulation is 2,800 years long. And you'll find where the time was shortened. That you'll find that in at the end of Revelation chapter 6 and into chapter 7, where there's the seven thunders. Okay, that wasn't written down. I think that was a whole extra 400-year period that basically got eliminated from the Great Tribulation. In other words, it would have been 3,200 years long. I guess the good news is we're already about over 2,000 years through it, and so that would put us in the sixth seal. So I think the mark of the beast will be defeated by what they call the great earthquake. You know, I can see the people wearing the masks and getting the jabs. Apparently, they're spiritually blind. Somehow they're attached to the dominant paradigm that they show on the news and what have you. And the beast system will have complete control unless something, you know, comes along to save actual humanity, people, you know, free thinking men and women. If you talk about the rapture, that's at the last trump. The seventh seal is the seven trumpets. So the actual rapture is going to be somewhere between 700 and 800 years from now. Most of that, in my opinion, will be, humans, developing spiritually to where they can basically, live in the spiritual world and in the earthly world as a matter of will. That's not the, you know, and you can look around the world, and I know a guy named James Lloyd used to say that, where, you know, there'd be all the kind of terrible wars and things like that, and he'd say something when you know, you talk about the Great Tribulation, well, go trying to tell that to somebody living in the firebombing of Dresden, and that, you know, they're going to say, well, you mean it can actually get worse than this, you know, and no, it, not really. So,
I got a question for you.
Of a great tribulation. We're seeing an abomination of desolation right now, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, but let me ask you a question, Tom. Have you ever, does the date, February 4th, 2023, have any significance to you?
I'm sorry, my volume must be down. I can't hear you. Well,
okay.
Hold on. Let me see if I can turn this up.
Yeah, February 4th, 2023, does that date mean anything of significance to you?
No, not the particular date.
I'm gonna relate. There's this guy that's been doing a lot of research out in California, and I've talked to him. Not gonna mention names, but he said on February 4th, 2023, the Earth's poles are gonna shift, and the entire Earth is going to basically the North Pole and the South Pole are going to shift, not completely upside down, but to a degree enough to cause walls of water to flood the United States at least 700 miles inland and wash back out, if that. And see, the thing is that we have been told when God is coming back, Christ is coming back, we've been given dates by all these ministers that have interpretations of the Bible, even though the Bible flat out says, we know not the day nor the hour the Son of Man cometh. Yet everybody's trying to give me a date. I'm like, gee, I'd love to have a date. We all would love to have a date, but in the meantime, we have to live and walk in love, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I like about my system is it's so far out in the future that, it requires one to deal with, you know, with today as it is, not, you know, in some kind of, you know, oh, it's going to be the end of the world tomorrow kind of a scenario, even though, you know, places that it is, you know, where there's wars and things. We could be seeing now at the Matthew 24, it says the, you know, the wars and the nation against nation. It's a, these things will come to pass, or these things have to happen, but the end is not yet.
Correct.
And this could be where we're gonna shift away from the kinetic weapons to the biologicals, and you know, which to me seems like it may be even worse. But I suppose if you keep your immune system up and things of that nature, you know, maybe not so bad.
For sure. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for your call, Tom. The one thing that I want to stress, we live in a society that is plagued by fear mongers. And even with the short amount of time that we have left on the show, which is about 2 minutes or less. And, you know, the only thing that I can say of a positive note as we head toward the end of the year is that all we can do is hope and pray to the Almighty, that we will be allowed to continue to bless other people's lives. I pray for that every day. In what I say, the wisdom of the words I use, I'm trying to not alienate people with my conversation. I want to open a dialogue. I want people like Sherry and Tom to call in and express their viewpoints. Even if they disagree, it's okay. It's okay. You're allowed to do that. This is America. We are still free here. And if you don't agree with somebody, that's a good thing, because you have a right to your opinion, and that's the beauty about being free in America, is you have your right to an opinion. And as long as you walk in love and you do those things that God has commanded you, if you are of a biblical influence, you're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Dave Krieger with you. It's been an interesting 2 hours here today. We will be back tomorrow for our final broadcast of the week. Until then, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.